the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at GlobeFTom.com, or hear us on our brand new app. Get it at the App Store on Google Play, TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And as we do every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, when we're live, we welcome in criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, thanks for coming in as usual.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Not much. What's happening?
Well, we survived that party. That was very exciting.
And we survived it. Did you have fun?
Had a great time. Had a blast. And immediate reports of any DUI pickups or anything. You know, we had some directly driving out of there last time.
Yes. Yes, I understand. I think people got their act together. I think they, a lot of them did Uber, and some of them even did Airbnb.
Yes, yes. I actually stayed at the hotel next door myself, so that was great.
Yes.
And you know, Tom, that Tatiana's Jewish. Can you believe that? Like the perfect woman.
Hard to believe. She looked almost Aryan, if I may say.
So what I wanted to talk today a little bit about was approach and attitude, okay? You know, confidence always wins, Tom. Isn't that the truth?
I always say that.
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we had a lot of conversations about you know, what it's like interacting with the police and what to do and what not to do. And a lot of times, you know, people go off the script a little, they're nervous or whatever. But I think that generally there's a demeanor thing that's very important. And I have a special guest in the studio today that I want to is going to talk about that. What's your name today?
Are we really doing this?
Okay. What are we calling you?
I got pulled over last night, Tom.
Okay. So
no.
This is,
yeah. After, by the way, after a couple of beers and on my way out of the studio, I decided I was going. Somebody brought us Knob Creek rye in the last couple of days.
What difference does it make what brand it is?
It makes a lot of difference.
So, George, what happened?
So, I don't know if that's 80 proof or 100 proof, but whatever the deal was, it was
some strong,
fucking delicious.
Strong stuff.
So I helped myself to a second one. And I had a couple rocks and some knob rye. And, you know, it was feeling pretty good.
I
like,
we
well, you know.
There's some background here. You had some beers, I think.
Sure, I had a couple of beers over the course of the show, as I normally do. A nice pint over here. And
we're talking thoroughly intoxicated here.
Yeah, no, I don't think thoroughly intoxicated. I mean, it's kind of par for the course for me.
Okay. So, Tom, you see, some people are just drinking and driving as a normal course of life.
No, well, it's very I mean, first of all, there's a growler here from Crux Fermentation Project up in Bend, Oregon that our friend Chuck brought down.
Oh, you should have told that to the cop.
And
that would have made it, you know, totally okay.
Sure. And because the growler had been opened, I didn't want to let it go bad. So I had I had to finish that.
Okay.
And so I had
Tom, do you see how people rationalize this sort of behavior?
So
no comment, Adam.
Okay.
So so I have a couple of pops, and then I'm thinking I'm going to stop at Trader Joe's on the way home, like I often do. And you
Excellent.
Know the one that I'm that's near here, Tom. And I pop up there, and I grab some stuff, wonderful Trader Joe's items. And
so of course the cop's going to see what good taste you have.
Exactly. And by the way, there's like a bunch of booze in the bag because I never leave Trader Joe's without
booze. Great, right.
And I get back in my truck, and there's somebody waiting for the spot, so I kind of hurry out of there, and I pop out of the parking lot, and I go to check my phone to see if anybody had called while I was inside.
By the way, so Tom, this is the double thread here. This is someone pleading to be pulled over because he's using his cell phone while he drives.
The whole thing was a brilliant move. Oh, I get in the left hand. I'm getting
hold on. It's a triple threat. What was the triple? The third thing.
I get in the left hand lane to make the turn, and I'm stopped, and I'm looking at my phone, and then I look up, and I'm looking right at a cop who's coming the opposite direction.
Excellent.
And I realize as I'm looking at the cop that somehow along the way I did not put my seatbelt on.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, boy.
So, Tom, now we've got it completely set up here. We've got no seatbelt. We got him sitting there with the phone, you know, typing away, which you're not supposed to do. And, you know, four sheets to the wind, as it were.
It was not four sheets to the wind. I felt that was perfectly fine, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I always hear that. I understand.
You know how guys that are high on weed think they're better drivers?
Right.
You got to see me behind the wheel.
You drive better when you're
really,
when you're
really
drinking.
Good. My judgment is laser focused.
I know, but even if that's true, as a matter of practical reality.
No, I don't like to do it. But
you must have had several drinks and a lot of bourbon as well, which is almost 100 proofer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Right. Excellent. But of course, you know, the cop isn't going to pull you over because, you know, you're George, right?
Because I'm George.
Okay.
Right. And so the first thing I did was I reached for my seatbelt.
Excellent.
And I strapped myself in.
Right within his vision, of course. Excellent.
And then he had passed me. And I'm looking in the rear view, and I could see that he's now making a left.
Really?
And I'm going, uh-oh.
He's going your way.
I couldn't quite tell if he was pulling a U-ey or he's making a left, what he's going to do. But he's left-hand blinker on now.
I just as soon as let you go, you know?
Yeah. So I get through the intersection. I make my left-hand turn. I'm now in the right lane, and I look in my rear view. I see the lights, and I... Pew!
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Wow.
He just hits it.
Oh, boy.
So did you feel a little singled out
or anything?
He hits
it once. Is that what they call when you shit your pants?
Excellent.
Because if they call that singled out, yes, I felt singled out.
I see.
So
Tom, this is the important thing. Now George obviously is in a tense situation, but he keeps his wits about him, right?
I freaked for just a second on the inside.
Fair enough.
And then I figure I'm going to play this 100% totally cool.
The way that I taught you.
I don't, exactly. So don't panic or anything. I check in my rearview mirror, make sure that I can pull over. I actually pull into the parking lot of a Ralph's. I pulled into the parking very, very slowly.
All right,
super slowly.
Hold on now. This is super important. We talked about this a few times, right? Mm. As the person pulling over, although it's, you know, a power situation with the cop, the truth is that the driver, the motorist, is the one who chooses the place.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So you chose a Ralph's parking lot.
I did indeed.
Very good.
And I'm driving
and the cop
super
appreciates
slowly.
That.
And you signal, blinker,
right?
The
yeah,
whole
see?
Deal. Yes.
Now, that's not a joke, Tom.
Yes.
Cops really get offended when someone's stupid and, like, does some kind of thing in the road where they have to, you know, take a risk walking over to the car, or they put you in some, you go into a place that's dark or something stupid. So here George goes straight into a Ralph's and kind of like blinkers and shows the cop that, you know, nothing's to worry about. Here I am. I saw you right away. Okay, that was good.
Now, I've got my window all the way down now.
Now, hold on. Now, that's important. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about this before, Tom. If you remember, we had some, you know, Mr. Checkpoint stuff where you remember how people like only cracked the window a little bit or whatever and got wise with the cop and so forth? Here he rolls the window down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't have anything
yes.
to worry about, right?
Correct.
Wait a minute. I think you had a container, right?
No, I did not have a container.
Excellent.
No container.
Okay, so there's nothing in sight.
Nothing in sight. No, I wasn't drinking while driving.
I thought you had a glass or something, that you had said.
Nope.
Okay, good.
No.
Well, that's good, good.
No, there was booze in the bag from Trader Joe's.
Oh, well, thank God for that. Okay.
But that wasn't visible.
Okay.
So I can see as he's coming up, now he's now looking, I really get what was going on now that I talked to you, but he's now looking for my hands.
Oh, absolutely.
And I did not have them. I was thinking about doing a Dino. You know, Dino will literally put his hands out the window, which I think is like, it's overdoing it.
Sorry, Dino, that's a little too much. Okay.
Like, look, I'm not armed.
On the wheel.
I still get to get a ticket.
You put your hands out the window.
You just got a ticket for the same thing that I got pulled over for. What are you talking about?
Don't get started.
Oh, well.
Danny, you're not involved in this now.
Hey.
So, Danny, you put your hands out the window?
No,
for real?
So I did not.
But he does.
So,
I mean,
yes,
okay.
yes.
I do.
Yes.
Both of them.
Who told you to do that?
A cop.
Oh, all right. Well, you put him on the wheel, though, right? Right.
Yeah, so that I ended up putting him up on the wheel.
Okay,
so
that's
good. So he could.
Now, you know, we talked about this. Police get shot in routine pullovers.
Right.
And they're nervous about that.
Yeah.
They don't know who the hell you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. There you go.
So even though I'm nervous as shit, I'm gonna see if I can charm this dude. I actually have a smile on my face when he gets to the window. He says, "Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?"
And it's the classic, right? This is what your parents do to you, right?
Exactly. Okay. I laughed and I said, "You got me. I just pulled out of that Trader Joe's across the street and I hadn't yet put my seatbelt on."
Oh, okay.
And you got me.
That's
and he said, "Appreciate your honesty, but that's not why I pulled you over."
Okay.
And he said, "Pulled you over because you're on your phone."
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Oh, see that? Okay.
And I said, I was on my phone?
So you're going to play a little dumb here.
Yeah. And he said, "Yeah, you were on your phone. What were you doing on your phone?" And I said, "I don't know if I was on my phone." And he said, "Were you navigating?"
Oh, so he's guiding you a little here.
No, yes. And I'm. It took me a sec.
You're navigating, like, oh, weren't you?
Yes. I was navigating.
Yeah, that must have been it, eh?
So I think he's just fucking with me, not giving me a way out, but just kind of, trying to assess the situation
now,
throwing some stuff.
You smell of the bourbon a little, right?
So I smell, I know there's bourbon on my
but
breath.
But it's not that close.
I know
right?
it. And I, by
you're
the way.
You're chewing gum at this point.
No, I looked for gum and I didn't have any. And I didn't want to make it look like I was digging for shit.
All right, don't be digging, okay?
So I didn't want to be digging as he's got me, pulled over. I didn't want to start going
Tom, I hope you don't mind I brought this guy into the studio. I meant to ask you.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm sorry about that. I should have told you in advance.
Yeah.
He's okay. He doesn't look armed or anything.
So here's how I went about dealing with the breath thing. I basically didn't breathe.
Oh, perfect there.
I was trying to consciously breathe through my nose where I could.
Okay.
And then as I was speaking, I was trying not to all over the guy.
So no slobbering.
Right.
That's good.
But apparently wasn't obvious enough that
But
he
see,
said
this is
anything.
What I was talking about before. You have an air of confidence, right?
Correct. Even though inside I was feeling like, oh shit.
All right. Well, you're an actor.
It's,
that's
it's
okay.
It's moments before he asked me to step out.
Okay.
So next move is that he asks for my license, registration,
perfectly
and insurance.
Normal. That's normal, right?
So I know exactly where those are. I make it a point to know where those are.
Okay.
Ready to go.
By the way, that's another thing that you shouldn't be digging for.
Correct.
A lot of people
Correct.
Screwing around for 20 yep. minutes trying to find that stuff.
Yep.
Should have it ready. There it is, right at the top.
Yep, exactly. I have it. It's the only thing in my glove box, by the way. Everything else is in my console.
Okay, fair enough.
Hand everything over. He says, your insurance is expired.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, shit, when did that happen?
You didn't call Costlo? What's going on?
He said, this is expired in December.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, shit, I'm only 4 months behind. Says, stay right there, I'll be right back.
Okay, so
and
that
I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Now it's bad.
And goes back to his car. I'm left there thinking, I've got... you ready to go on speed dial.
You're already dialing my number,
trying
right?
to figure out what am I going to do? What am I going to do with Elvis? I'm going to have to send somebody to the apartment.
You got
the dog
with you. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, remember what happened with Checkpoint? They actually took his dog and put it in a kennel because he had it with him.
Right. I remember. They tortured the dog.
He took his dog
and
away.
You got Elvis sitting there?
No, I got Elvis at home with nobody there to deal with.
You said you could do with Elvis. I thought he was with you.
No.
No, all right. But this is important to also. Let's talk about this briefly. I've had quite a few people that got pulled over because they had expired tags or they had whatever that led to this. And then I have people that are in a situation like this that end up, they have unpaid tickets, they have warrants,
right.
they have all kinds of crap like that. That's stupid. That's foolish. I mean, I can clean those up. So you're clean. Thank God for that. Right?
100% clean because the gentleman came back. Handed,
so he goes to his
he
thing.
Goes
he checks
to his
your
car,
thing.
Checks. Yep.
Right.
Looks
nothing
at my
to
record.
Find.
Nothing to find. Comes back. Hands me my stuff and says, "Have a good night." That's the only
thing.
Yeah. All right.
God.
Oh, my God.
guy.
How is that? No, you believe that?
No,
nice.
No warning, no chastising.
Next time, you'll be sorry.
Not a fucking thing.
Okay.
Have a good night is all he said. I said, thank you very much.
Okay.
You too.
Okay, there you go.
And it turned out to be one of, and I don't think it started out that way necessarily. It turned out to be like a completely pleasant exchange of... You know,
now seriously, what do you attribute that to? You see, this is the important
thing. I'm a fucking charming bastard.
Okay.
People say I'm intimidating, like Checkpoint says.
Hold on, but think about it now. Think about it from, let's play it smart. Think about it from the cop's point of view, okay? It's not a joke. Think about it from the cop's point of view. You're not an asshole, right? Mm-hmm. You come off professional. He says to you, what do you think I pulled you over for, right? Meanwhile, your hands are on the wheel, so he likes that.
Mm-hmm.
You're pulled over in the Ralph, so it's a nice, well-lit spot. You picked a good spot off the road, right? He comes over. What's going on, sir? You're not saying, hey, what the fuck? Why'd you pull me over? You're like, hey, well, hello, officer. How are you? Oh, you want my license? Here it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I didn't have my seatbelt on. Is that what it was? You know? My phone. I'm sorry. I don't think I had. I don't remember. You know? Okay. I mean, that's perfect. Now you're a regular citizen. He goes to the computer there, whatever on the radio. He checks your license. Nothing to worry about. You don't have like, you know, 6 outstanding warrants like a lot of people do. Okay. He comes back. He says, okay, good. You're a good citizen. Have a good night.
That's exactly what
he's got no reason to pull you out of the car and start beating you up and checking through the trunk and, you know, what, you got any contraband? I mean, when I talk to people and they say the cops get really nasty and really escalates, they're always surprised. But a lot of times when they tell me the story, they start off wrong. Now, Senate, that's Mr. Checkpoint, has talked about not to lower the window and so forth, and I've got mixed feelings about that. But I really think, like you said, you don't have to be best friends with a cop, but if you're charming, right, and you're a professional, and you speak respectfully, that's going to go a long way.
Mm-hmm. I could have pulled a Do You Know Who I Am, and then that really would have gotten tossed in the tank fucking in 2 seconds.
Do you know who my father is? That'll be a good one.
Right.
All right.
Do you know fucking Bobby?
Good.
I know fucking
good.
Bobby.
You tell the cop what a big mistake he's making. You know,
right.
You listen to me, officer. Right. You're making a career choice right now here. Yeah. This is going to be it. This is going to be the last time you pull over anyone, okay?
Right.
Well, anyway, I'm really pleased that it worked out that way.
I am, too. Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, it would have meant some money
that's
for you.
Really,
but,
well, I don't mind not taking that money. You know, Tom, it happens a lot, and we talked about this with prosecution, but it's true of the police and so forth. You know, there is a lot of discretion that they have. And this is something that, you know, they always say, you know, it's been used racially, where they prosecute, I don't know, blacks more than whites, or they hassle people in the inner city, or they in certain neighborhoods, or whatever. And whether that's true or not, it's hard to really know. I think it certainly is a factor. But I don't think it was particularly because George is white, or that he's so, you know, took so many charm classes or whatever. I don't think that's it. When you talk about not necessarily doing everything they want, because I've always said, for example, not to do the breath test and such like that, but at the same time, not having a bad attitude. And I talk to a lot of people that they have really high, quick escalations with the police, where right away the police are like beating them up and putting them in handcuffs and whatnot. And I hate to say it, I don't want to blame the victim, but a lot of times it's their own damn fault for being stupid and being hostile and being nasty. And what he's talking about now, as crazy as it is, he literally talked his way out of a DUI, where the cop, I mean, who knows what he was thinking pulling him over, or he saw the phone or he saw the seatbelt thing, but the cop could have very, very easily, quickly escalated it to a DUI pullover and chose not to. And the cop may even have realized, I mean, they have a lot of abilities. They have, you know, they flash the flashlight in your face so they see your eye reactions. There's a smell. I mean, they're trained to pick up on these things. And the cop may have actually noticed some of this stuff, but let it slide because it wasn't that big a deal. You see? And I think that's very, very important. I think people have more control over some of these things than they realize.
I see that. And, you know, I learned a long time ago that you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. I never fight with these guys. You're wasting your time.
Absolutely.
And
by the way, it's like the field sobriety test. You're never going to pass. You know, it's impossible.
Well, you know, and if you have the misfortune of living in somewhere like Ferguson, Missouri, I think it goes even more there.
This is the most Maybe notorious place in the world, huh?
Well, there's a lot of this stuff going on there.
That's the heartland, you know. That's supposed to not be that way. You know, when you said if you have the misfortune of living in, I'm thinking you're going to say Compton, you know, Inglewood, the inner city of the Bronx or whatever. Figure that the police are going to go much harder on people.
Ferguson, we've all seen on television. We've seen the results of people fucking with the cops.
Right, right.
You know, and if you live in a place like that, is the way cops treat minorities fair? Absolutely not. Do we have something to learn as a society? Absolutely. But the idea is not to get shot and killed.
Right.
And so, you know, while I completely disagree with the way cops are trained, and I completely disagree with these activities, and I'm outraged by all the people who've been shot or fucked with, until we fix it, the best thing you can do is look out for yourself and your family and not get in the face of these motherfuckers who want to fuck with you.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see there was a viral video over the past few days of an Uber driver in New York City? And he cut someone off or someone pulled a blinker or something. It was very minor. And this New York City cop started screaming at him. And the guy was, I think, Indian or something of the sort. And the cop grabbed a hold of that and said, you know, where are you from? Who the hell do you think you are? How long have you been in this country? And the guy, by the way, the driver was, you know, very just like, yes, sir, no, sir. And the cop went crazy on that. And so said to him, why do you keep talking to me? Why do you keep calling me sir? I mean, unbelievable. And it was like the more the guy tried to calm everything and just be compliant and agree, the more aggressive the cop got. And it turns out that one of the passengers was actually an Uber passenger in the back seat and filmed the whole thing. And now that cop is getting it. I think they took away his badge or whatever, and he's all apologetic and so forth. But, you know, that to me was quintessential New York cop stuff, you know. Just nasty, piling on more nasty. And I don't know if it's any worse in Ferguson or anywhere else, but the interaction is very significant. And insofar as trying to manage it and to keep it calm and to try to be logical about it, I think that this example that you've heard, you know, tonight from this gentleman here makes a lot of sense, where he just sort of kept it calm, and therefore it went from the simple pullover, you know, not even a warning or whatever, and rather than escalating. If you remember, I had a client on the show a few weeks ago that I think started off as a DUI, but actually they turned it into like a hit and run. And you kind of see how the cops are sort of, you know, it's like they don't want to go home empty-handed, you know. They sort of have something. They got to come up with something. It's like if they pull you over and they spend some time on it, they don't want to just walk away. They want to get something to show that they had, you know, in this shift. And, you know, for them getting arrests and what they call collaring people, which is arresting people, is, you know, a good thing. It's like a feather in their cap. And you have to sort of avoid the direction of that being on you. I mean, that's the bottom line. You have to show them, look, I'm not the one you want to arrest. I'm the one that was reasonable. That guy that said F you to you, that's the one you want to arrest. And you have to not be that person.
Right. Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with Adam. Now, we heard Gary's story. Wow. That's
George,
harrowing.
George.
Oh, George.
And, you know, Tom, it's just like, it's like all the guests we have, you know, I promised
him.
Sounds
a lot like Gary.
He definitely had some Gary qualities. I mentioned to him, by the way, he's very nervous about coming on. I don't think he's been on the radio before. And I told him that, you know, that you're always kind to guests, even if you don't agree. And so I appreciate you living up to that. And it was okay? You're okay? You're okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I think I'm all right. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, he's fine.
No, you're fine, Tom. You've been doing this for like, you know, a long time. He seems a little nervous.
I have. Now we're going to take a break. And we are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And if you need free legal advice, you call 901-3000-TOM right now. Or use one-touch dialing on the Tom Likas Show app, and you'll be on instantly. Okay. Now the deal is, whether it's a DUI, whether you got caught with drugs, whether you have been accused of a crime you didn't commit, nobody ever committed that crime, right?
Never.
Yeah. Right. You're not guilty. Or maybe you are guilty, but they can't prove it. All right. Now's the time to talk to Adam Sachs and ask your questions. And Adam will answer your questions for you. So call this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's right. Hit the one-touch dialing button on the Tom Likas Show app or call 1-901-3000-866.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups. Top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
You heard him faster, harder.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. C-O-S-T-L-O.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs and your phone calls at 901-3000-TOM. Adam's only here for an hour, so don't wait till the very end to call in. You're getting an hour. That's it. 901-3000-TOM. Don't be shy. 901-3000-866. Thank you so much for tuning in, Adam, and to talk to Adam. And Adam is here, of course, to answer your questions. And you know what's happening, Adam? It's amazing. We keep giving the cops new excuses.
Yes,
to be able to pull us over.
Can you believe it?
You know, 5 years ago, you could have your phone in your hand and you wouldn't get pulled over for that.
It's amazing. People don't make that connection, you know. we keep giving more and more excuses to the state to screw with us. And, you know, this thing that they talk about, you know, the NSA is listening to your phone calls or whatever. I mean, privacy is gone. It's a thing of the past, basically. I mean, seriously, you cannot be off the grid. And like you just said, Tom, in terms of pullovers, when I was in law school, they were talking all the time, like the justification for checking your trunk, you know, when you get pulled over. And now they can pretty much check it any time. They can obviously rifle through your glove compartment and what they call plain view. They can pull you over for, you know, having the phone in your hand or whatever. And it's supposed to be making a call, but now they sort of expanded it, generally speaking, to using it. So, like, remember right. You talked about you were using it as, like, the navigation or whatever. Well, that's too bad. Yeah. They can still pull you over.
And, I got pulled over recently by a cop who was a big fan and let me off, so I'm not going to complain about that part.
Go.
But before he knew it was me, let me tell you what I was doing. I'm thinking, you can't text, and I need to send a message. And so my phone has, you know, it has, you know, it's Google, so you can just talk into the phone, and it sends a text. So I spoke a message into my phone, and it said, "I'm almost there, period." You know, if you say right. It like that, it puts a period. And then you say send, and it sends the message. So I said, "I'm almost there, period, send." And as I said the word send, I looked up, and a cop is pulling me over.
Right.
So when the cop pulled me over, he says, "Do you know why I pulled you over?"
Oh, no,
I said, "I really don't." I don't. And he says, "Well, you were using your phone for texting." I said, "But I wasn't texting. I was talking into the phone." And he said, "Well, that's also illegal." Yeah. Then when I handed him my license, he said, "Are you kidding? Can I take a picture of you?"
Oh, jeez.
And he did, and then I went on my merry way on the way to the studio.
You should have said, "Officer, I want you to write me that ticket. I don't want any special treatment."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I took a photo with the officer, and we had a very nice. I handed him a business card that showed him how to tune into the show.
I had the same situation representing you in court, you know.
"Oh, you got to be kidding. Is this that great? You're representing him? Do you know him?"
Oh, so I was like, no, never met the man. Just a professional thing, you know. But
right.
Seriously, you know.
But here's the thing. It started with you can't talk on the phone.
Right. That's when you see how your rights
then it
get
was,
chip,
you can,
chip,
you
chip,
can't,
you know.
You can't talk. Now, then you can't text on the phone. By the way, texting, I can live without texting, okay? But now you can't even hold the phone in your hand. And many people who do not have a Tesla, like you and I do, Adam,
right.
Many people use their phone as a navigation system.
Those poor bastards.
They've got Google Maps, or they've got Waze, and they're just trying to see the directions to where they're going. And I'm sure some of these people are getting pulled over now.
Right, right. You know, I think probably texting is much more dangerous than talking on the phone, for example. I mean, texting, you got to sit there and squint and, you know, press the keys and whatnot. That's got to be a
deal. Let me ask you another stupid question, okay? Let's say, because they say it's a distracted driving, and that phrase really bothers me, because you could have an argument with your wife, and wouldn't that be distracted driving? I don't know. Turning around to tell the kids.
Driving.
"Hey, kids, stop it back there, or I'm coming back there."
Yeah,
that's distracted driving. How about the people I see pulling through the occasional Subway drive-thru to pick up an 11-inch foot-long sandwich, and then they try to maneuver that while they're staring? Is that distracted driving? Well,
eating,
the phrase distracted
certainly.
Driving could literally be anything.
Yeah, it's pretty loose, I would say.
I mean, is that really what the law is, distracted driving, or is there a specific definition for that term? Do we know?
No, I mean, generally speaking, you know, the cops are very, very having a level of discretion that they never had before. And it seems to me that, like, when you saw what happened with Gary, if you are, you know, pissing them off or whatever, all of a sudden they say, "Hey, wait a minute, you got a sandwich? You were eating a sandwich. That's distracted driving," you know? I think they're very inclined to sort of, you know, escalate it. And if they want, they can fit you into whatever category they want to find.
Didn't we see in some state, it was not California, someone was eating a hamburger, and they were pulled over and cited, and it became a news story somehow.
Right, right.
You know, drive-thrus are everywhere, and anybody might pull in and pick up a hamburger and then eat it. And, you know, eating on the run is something we do. The AM Crunchwrap was not invented to sit home and eat on a plate. was invented to eat behind the wheel of a car.
So that's, isn't that strange? It's like the thing we talked about how, you know, especially in the cities like L.A., bars have parking lots, right? But you're not supposed to drink and drive, right? We have drive-thrus at all these fast food joints, but they don't want you to eat while you're driving, right? So we're facilitating the things that we supposedly don't want you to do. It's so stupid. It's amazing.
And I think people need to be aware that these are turning into excuses for people to be pulled over. And, you know, so if you're eating a quarter pounder behind the wheel, that could end up getting you pulled over. So if you're doing anything else you don't want people to know about, like smoking weed without a card, or you've got
a big gulp cup.
Yeah, or you got a big gulp cup filled with Jack Daniels and ice. People do that. Every year we do have drunk drivers call in from their cell phones. We get a lot of reports of that. They take a big gulp cup from 7-Eleven and fill it with ice, and then they pour a little mini bottle of JD in there. And it looks like they're drinking a soda. And the thing is, you could be doing all these other things that will call attention to the stuff you are doing that's really serious.
Well, you see how, like I said, with these pullovers are, you know, widely available to the police. We see the checkpoints. So, you know, Mr. Checkpoint talks about, you know, these things where they stop every car, and that's also widely discretional. You know, if the police say, oh, I smell something, I smell alcohol, I smell marijuana, right? And what does that mean? And that then gives them the license to escalate the stop to, you know, searching through your whole car. So, I mean, you know, it, generally speaking, if they look for something, they're going to find it. You know, one of the things that police will say to people when they want to search their house, and they'll say to them, you know, well, you have nothing to hide, do you, sir? You don't have anything to hide. Well, you know, I may not have anything to hide, but that doesn't mean I want the police rifling through my house. You know, what does that mean? When you, really, Tom, you want strangers walking through your bedroom and your living room and looking through your frickin' drawers? That's not fair. So, I mean, the people have to recognize that these rights are sacrosanct, and they're not just something that is like, you know, giving and taking. It's special in the United States that we have these things, and we have to be aware of this. And the law and order crowd, which invariably is the conservatives, you know, the Republican types on the more on the right are saying, you know, well, we need to, you know, have stronger laws and stronger whatever, but they don't end up using them against terrorists. They end up using them against regular people. That's the truth. And you see these instances like you're talking about in Ferguson and elsewhere. Ferguson's kind of complicated, but you see how the police are getting, you know, kind of confused about how far they can go. And that's where you have this end product of these cops, you know, screaming at this poor Uber driver and carrying on. And that's an abuse of authority, obviously.
Right. Exactly. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More with Adam Sachs coming up. Your legal questions answered. You can call Adam right now at this number, 901-3000-TOM, for free legal advice. 901-3000-TOM is the number. 901-3000-866.
Stick it in your rack. Let them enjoy it, too. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years. Using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today.
Hey, bitches, this is Manju. If you missed the Gary and Dino show, you missed this.
She'll be going down on your Indian dick.
Nothing like curse spell.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Happy birthday, Dino.
Oh,
French fry.
You fat fucking whore.
You got fried.
What the fuck is that?
Dick out.
I got a cake. Randy Quaid.
Yeah, damn.
Have you seen people mentioning your appearance on the Gary and Dino show?
Spike in interest of any kind?
No.
The Gary and Dino show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything. Even groceries at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000, Tom, call for Adam Sachs coming up. Legal advice coming your way, absolutely free. Now, Adam, if people need to get in touch with you directly, how do they do that?
They can call me on my toll-free number, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you, of course, can send me an email, which I love, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right, there you go. Let's go to your calls for Adam at 901-3000, Tom. Say hi here to Troy in Plano, Texas. Troy, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Troy.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Troy.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right, so I got a question for Adam.
For sure.
Here in Texas, when you're in the major cities of Dallas, Fort Worth, and stuff, cops normally go through the normal protocol. They don't ask you to get out of your vehicle. But
right.
If you're traveling outside of the city limit, anytime you get pulled over, guaranteed, I don't care how nice you are, if you do everything perfectly, they always ask you to get out of your vehicle. And the last time I got pulled over, I was heading to a girl's house that lives out in the other town, of course, when she's far away as I can. And I got pulled over, and they asked me.
Hello.
Hold on a second. That was interesting. I think I can respond a little, Tom, before we go to the next call.
You want to respond to what he said? All right, go ahead.
Generally speaking, it's important to stay in your car. And we talked about the hands on the wheel and not being threatening and so forth. He's saying that his experience had been in Texas when he goes out of the major city, that the police want you to come out of the car. And that happens here, too, of course. That's an escalation. And in the case of what Gary was talking about, you know, if you come out of your car and you're a little tipsy or whatever, you know, you're going to wobble a little bit. You know, that's sort of the danger or whatever. Obviously, the cop is doing it to take a better look at you. The correct question normally, without being an asshole, is, you know, I'm really comfortable. Why do you want me to come out of the car? And, you know, I can talk to you from here. And if they insist, then you have to probably be compliant and get out of the car. But again, that does not mean that anything has happened. You know, that's just their little procedure thing. And then if they start to lead you into the next thing, which is they want to, you know, touch your nose and all that stuff, then you say, as we've always talked about, that you don't want to do that.
All right.
Even
now let's
Texas.
Go to Ron of Walnut Creek. Yes. Ron of Walnut Creek, California. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Quick story here. I'm recently relocated about 3-4 years ago from Huntington Beach up to Walnut Creek, California. And every damn time I go to the city called Pleasanton, and if Pleasanton police are on, you know, I have no respect for you. But I've been pulled over about 5-6 times for tinted windows.
Really?
I do nothing wrong. I do nothing wrong. Last time I got pulled over was about a month ago. I was getting off the freeway. The police officer saw me going in the opposite direction. I knew he was pulling me over. I pulled into the shopping center. He did a little dodge move so he could get behind me. I knew it was happening, so I had my windows rolled down. He came up to my vehicle and told me, you know why I pulled you over? I said, I have no idea. And then he said, you have tinted windows. Well, my windows were down when he pulled me over. I said, how did you see that my windows were tinted when you were driving the freeway in the opposite direction? When you walked up to my window, were my windows down? He said, yes. So I said, I got a big F-150 with the back windows tinted. How are you going to tell me that they're tinted? Keep in mind, I videotape every opportunity I have with the police officers. Just because I figure I'm getting a ticket, might as well get my money's worth out of it, put it on the internet, shits and giggles. But he said, we could settle this if you roll up your windows. I said, I'm not rolling up my windows. You don't have a search warrant. So he said, really? I need a search warrant. So he gets pissed. He goes back, calls his sergeant on his cell phone. Sure shit, he doesn't have to be able to roll up the windows. So that said, what the hell do we got to do in California not to be pulled over and harassed by police just for tinted windows?
All right. You know, you have to understand, I know it's crazy, but most of the cities and towns across the country, but in California especially, are strapped for cash. And one of the ways that they raise revenue, and it's not a joke, is through tickets. And they make, you would not believe how many millions of dollars. And so when you go to this, you talk about Pleasanton or whatever, when you go to these towns, you know, they are looking for something. They are looking for any reason. And we've talked about what a cottage industry DUI is, and it is. And when you talk about what you're talking about, which is tinted windows, that's not a particularly serious offense. And I don't know how tinted they are. There are rules about it, obviously, and yours may be too tinted or too dark or whatever. But, you know, they could just as easily let that slide. And you see how they're not, that they're going for it because they want to give you a ticket because they literally need the money. It's actually an imperative for them. And what you said is very interesting. You said to the officer, look, I'm not rolling up the window. You need a search warrant. And I think you're probably right saying that. And it's interesting that he's sort of debating it with you and the sergeant and everything. But, I mean, you know, that's one of those things like having expired plates. In a way, you're sort of asking for it. And they're touchy about it, and they've been instructed to write as many tickets as they can. And so it's like you're almost making yourself an easy bait for them, the fact that you have tinted windows. The best thing I can tell you is you should check the specific law about, you know, how dark it can be and just make sure you're within, you know, what's acceptable.
Yeah, well, I have checked the law, and it's basically written that anything that is not a factory tint is illegal in this state of California.
All right.
And to me, it makes no sense, you know.
No, I understand. I'm just, you know.
Other laws you can have tinted windows.
I understand. So, it's like you're asking for it, you know.
But if I have tinted windows and if my tint is on the interior of my window, which most cars are,
right,
and you have that thing called plain view, can they pull you over and give you a ticket for that? If they pull you over and walk to my window and my windows are up, can he say that it was tinted? And ask for a search warrant because it's on the inside of my vehicle.
Well, I mean, I understand. It's not like, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not like you're murdering someone, you know. But at the same time, like you say, it's a post-factory change. You know, if you want to go and argue with the judge and you can show that it's not affecting your driving and it's below a certain, you know, I don't know, darkness or percentage or whatever it is, you can do that. But I'm just saying that by doing something along those lines, it's like the people that put those special mufflers or the nitrous things or whatever. You know, there's not a lot of clarity about what's legal and what's not and which enhancements and, like, you know, post-factory modifications are acceptable. And you're just giving yourself a way for them to pick on you. And like I said, they got a lot of incentive to because they're trying to write tickets and raise revenue. So you're going to have to be aware of this. And what you did was smart. You videotaped the encounter and you're, you know, kind of experienced in terms of dealing with the cop. And I just hate for this to be happening to you every couple of days. It's like a waste of time.
Well, and it's only up here in Northern California. I lived in Southern California my entire life, and I swear to God, never been pulled over for tinted windows. Moved up here within a week or two. I was pulled over literally like two or three times. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, I want to thank you for the time. But every time I do get pulled over and I do videotape it. I always tell the cops I'm videotaping for pvids.com. And they say P. And I go, yeah, the P stands for pigs. And then they get really pissed at that.
Perfect.
I figure I'm getting my money's worth out of it. And I share it off Facebook and stuff with my friends and they get a good laugh.
I know, but that is that, you know, you're doing the opposite of what I advise, right? You're sort of deliberately antagonizing them.
Yeah, well, this is at the end when I know I'm getting out of it. But, you know, you get it signed off, $25. If you get it signed off, $250 if you don't get it signed off. But, you know, $25 well spent, in my opinion.
All right, well, you got balls. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
All right. Ron, we're going to move on. Thank you, Sean and Modesto. You're on the Tom Likas Show with the criminal defense attorney, Adam Sachs. Hello.
How you doing, Tom?
Hey. I'm doing okay.
What's up?
I just had a question. A while back, a guy gave me some stuff, some security gear, and he kept on coming to my work and threatening to either I had to pay him the money, give him the gear back, or he was going to have me fired for my job.
What's security gear? You mean like a gun or something?
Like, gave me a belt, some handcuffs, stuff like that he wasn't using anymore.
Really? So he loaned it to you, or he gave it to you, or what are we talking here?
Yeah, he gave it to me.
And he wanted it back after that?
Yeah, well, he came back to my job, and I was just busy. I couldn't talk to him and stuff like that, and he's all, well, I want my gear back. And he started threatening me.
Okay.
So I ended up calling PD one day, and the police department came out and said that he was being something called extortion.
Yeah, I guess so.
My question is since he went back to the store where I was working and got me removed from that spot, can I file charges against him for extortion?
You lost your job because of him?
Yes.
Really? Well, what did he say to them?
He basically said I stole the gear and all that kind of stuff, which I did.
Wow. I mean, generally speaking, you know, people who interfere with your life in that way, that interfere with a contract that you have, like between you and your employer, you know, that's an illegal act. That's interference in a business relationship or a contract. If he said things that were untrue about you, you know, that's slander or defamation or whatever, depending on the circumstances, if he said it or if he wrote it. And, you know, we have freedom of speech, which we all value, but you can't just say something bad about someone. And obviously, does that person suffer a loss? Well, in your case, if he made statements about you and you lost your job, then that's a big deal. And that's, you may have a legal remedy for that. But, I mean, it's a weird story that he sort of loaned it to you and then he decided it wasn't a gift or he wanted it back or something.
He actually gave me the gear to keep.
I understand, but then he told you he wants it back. So, I don't know, maybe you should have just given it back to him. He sounds like kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Weird. But why don't you call me off the show and we'll talk about this, because that's interesting. If he did that, you may have some remedies against him.
All right, we'll put you in touch with Adam. Hang on, and Dean will set that up. Ben, in Glendale, Arizona, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ben.
My uncle has been smoking medical marijuana.
Nice.
And lately he started smoking it in the vehicle. Not while he's driving, but once he reaches his destination.
That's in Arizona?
Yes.
Is Arizona has a law for medical marijuana?
Yep.
Really? Tom, is that right?
They had a vote. I don't know if that ever went into effect. I don't know if it was passed. I know it was on the ballot. That's all I know.
I thought Arizona is one of those very strict states, you know?
Arizona is not what you think it is. Arizona is a libertarian state and frequently contrarian to whatever the laws are in the rest of the country.
Really?
Adam, people we know in Arizona have those medical marijuana cards.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, what this gentleman, Ben, here is saying is that he's, as I understand, in the car with the uncle who's got the card, but the uncle's not the one driving. Now, I don't know how...
Yeah, he's the one driving.
Oh, he's driving smoking marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, that's not going to be a good
idea. No, he's not smoking it while he's driving. He's driving to his destination, then he's sparking up.
All right, well, I mean, I wouldn't want him driving while he's high or driving while he's smoking. But if he's going to a destination and it's his house or a friend's house or something and he's smoking there,
yeah,
then that's probably okay. I mean, even in the states where marijuana is legal, and in California, which is like, I guess, Arizona, we have to have a medical card, generally speaking, you know, they don't have a real standard, like with alcohol, of how much is legal or illegal or like a threshold blood test. But at the same time, if they catch you or they smell it while you're driving, that's driving under the influence of drugs, obviously, and that's not a good thing, and he would definitely have a problem for that. But if he's doing it, you know, at someone's house or some other place and he's not driving, I think he's probably okay. I don't think that that's going to affect you. If he's driving stoned, you know, that maybe that's dangerous. If you're in the car, he might get into an accident. But I don't know if that's particularly illegal.
All right, Ben, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Adam, tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you.
You can give me a call at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. AdamLawyer.com is my website, and you can send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
Now, if you have legal questions for Adam and you want to call him, but you're listening to a replay, maybe you're listening to our show on demand, the show is always live, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free at TomEverywhere.com. Download the Tom Likas app now. 1-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Oh, yeah.
Beer Magazine. A Philadelphia law professor emails her students a link to anal porn by accident.
Yeah, she wanted to make sure that everybody saw the anal beats.
This is good.
By the way, this is no just law professor. She had a little brief intersection with celebrity because she was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Mm.
She's no dummy either. She holds a doctorate from Harvard Law.
How'd that work out for her? Apparently she got problems with including links and emails. That's Lisa McElroy.
Yeah.
Included a Pornhub link to a solo sex video called She Loves Her Anal Beads.
By the way, in the message above the link, it says, I thought this article on brief writing would be of interest to all of you. Well, it was.
Yeah. But I know what you're thinking. When you hear this story, you think, oh, man, I bet you she's hot. She's not.
No, not. She went to Harvard. No.
Yeah, and ironically, her little promotional photograph there has a string of pearls around her neck.
It does. And the ones that were featured in the video were right. A little bit bigger, but along the same lines.
I wonder where those pearls have been.
She's basically under internal investigation and on leave because of this copy and paste mishap.
Yeah. How about if somebody asked you this question? If you had a time machine, would you go back and kill Adolf Hitler before he could lead the Nazis
now,
the way he did?
Because I'm really into this, coast-to-coast type stuff and time travel and shit like that.
Yes.
You screw everything up, but yes. I think it'd be worth it.
Yes.
But you really will mess up history.
All right. Do you understand? This is not about messing up history. This is about, like, trying to do the right thing. I mean,
yeah.
This guy...
I'd take him out.
Who knows how many people he killed?
Millions. 7 million.
Sure.
At least.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, it's a tough call, but you would screw up history.
Well,
but I think it'd be worth it.
Apparently, in a new independent report... Apparently, they asked this question to over 6,000 people. Most of the men said, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you fucking kill them.
Yes.
You whack them.
Most of the women were like, that's not, I don't know about killing.
They don't even know why they're saying they don't know. God.
Jeez. Women seem to be more likely to have negative emotional gut level reaction to causing harm to people. So when they say, "Would you kill him?" they're like, "I don't really want to kill anybody."
Oh, there, that has to
it's
do with
fucking
killing.
Hitler.
Yeah, go whack him out.
It's Hitler. It's unbelievable stuff. By the way, they also asked an excellent question about a poor family in a developing country. And the crops didn't apparently come up that year. Would you let your daughter work in pornography in order to feed the family?
Oh, hell no. Sorry.
Well, how are you going to get food in your mouth?
You got to live like that, then.
Let your daughter do porn, man. What do you mean?
Sounds
That's horrible. Cool.
It's time to go to work, honey.
Hit it.
That's horrible.
All of a sudden, you end up on a Drexel University professor's
yes,
link.
Exactly.
Grand.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you know, you're out there toiling in the fields and everything, and it turns out you not enough your crops to feed your family. What else are you going to do?
What a dilemma.
Right?
Yeah. No porn, please.
Apparently, nobody was like, oh, yeah, no, I'd definitely do that. But I guess guys are more willing to do that.
The Hitler thing still gets me.
Yes.
Please.
A teen who was trying to have sex in an ambulance. All right?
Okay.
Trying to have sex in an ambulance will spend 3 years behind bars for attacking paramedics who wanted to use the ambulance to transport somebody. Check this out. This dude, 18 years old in England, in Grimsby, England, right? The paramedics show up. There's apparently an old man. He's having a heart attack or something. They show up. They flip open the doors. They run inside. And when they come back out, there's a dude banging abroad in the back of the ambulance.
Right where the old dude's supposed
right
to go
the
in.
The old dude's supposed to go. And he's like, "What's wrong with you guys? I'm trying to fuck here. Don't you see?"
He's like, "How you going?
How you going? Fuck." Yeah, I'll teach those guys to leave the back doors open. Can't you see I'm trying to have sex with you? Those are the exact words. It's awesome.
Can it be private? Jeez.
Yeah. Hey, who's behind this crowdfunding to get Suge Knight out on bail?
I don't know, but the person, KJ Simpson, deserves not OJ Simpson, KJ Simpson.
Apparently he's figured out they need about $2.5 million to bail him out. Yeah, they've raised $20,683.
Wow.
At GoFundMe.
It's crazy. By the way, when I first loaded the store, it was at $14,000, so it just jumped $6,000 in an hour.
It's very impressive.
We're getting closer.
Closer.
Closer to helping out Suge.
How did you just become a woman from the South?
We're getting closer.
From the South.
Well, we are.
Finally, a pick alert for you. Leanne Rimes is at it again. I guess it's
she looks good. This
I guess
time.
It's springtime.
Sometimes she's too thin. Really,
even though she's with a dude and she's got the two childrens running around, she finds time to take selfies in bikinis.
Yeah, seriously,
it is a tiny bikini. And you know that she's pretty much got no fat on her at all.
None.
She's like deathly thin. But
none.
It doesn't look as bad as it was.
But finally, she pulled it off. She looks really good.
So credit her.
Yeah. Sometimes it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it's super, super thin where it's not even good.
Right.
Now she's getting the job done.
Yay.
Finally.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.
Witness the quickness.
Mm-hmm.